Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, October 19th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and it's our joy to share a word of encouragement from the Bible with you today. Today's message is titled, He Knows Me, with the scripture text being Psalm 139, 1 through 3.
O Lord, You have searched me, and You know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways.
A longtime friend of mine and daily encouragement reader is in a photo I posted on today's website. Again, our web address is www.dailyencouragement.net if you'd like to look at that photo. Do you know where he was at the time the photo was taken? Well, several readers will recognize him and will know where he now lives, which would be a clue. But others will be able to observe the info on the GPS he's holding, and thereby will be able to precisely identify where the photo was taken.
One thing is for sure. Christ knows where he was at that very moment, and where he presently is at this very instant. And that is true for every one of us as well. Modern technology is not required for this connection, and I have tremendous assurance as I consider that my Heavenly Father knows where I am at all times. He knows me. He's familiar with all my ways. We may exclaim along with David, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me."
Psalm 139, in its entirety, speaks of God's intimate knowledge of us as individuals and His care for each one of us. Although David writes this psalm very personally, applying these truths to himself, they are equally pertinent to every one of God's creation. We can read it as though we ourselves wrote it.
Today we want to encourage each reader with these truths. He knows where we are and is intimately acquainted with the very issues that bring on anxiety, pain, or temptation. In the midst of it all, He encircles us with His loving care as He makes His firm commitment to every believer. He tells them, "I will never leave you nor forsake you."
So like the psalmist, we properly respond to Him. And I end with a quote from Psalm 139. "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting."
Let's pray together. Father, You created me with a set purpose in mind. During my allotted time on earth, it is Your plan that I come to repentance and live a responsible, fulfilling life of service for You. As You search my heart, may You find it to be pure, undivided, and wholly true to You. I'm grateful for Your promise to guide me and hold me secure no matter where I dwell. Father, what blessed assurance it brings to know that I can never move beyond Your compassionate care or loving favor. Not only do You grant me every breath on earth, but You will also help me conquer death. Because of these glorious provisions, I have blessed assurance now and blessed hope for my eternal future. Amen.
Amen, and that is indeed blessed assurance and blessed hope. Thank you, Brooksine. Well, yesterday I challenged readers to identify a character I'd referred to as long with the reference. It was actually Elijah, and the reference was from 1 Kings 19, verse 4. Nice job to all who responded, and several were able to understand where it was and who it was without even looking in their Bibles. That's a real Bible student there. Several also guessed the prophet Jonah, who did have a similar experience in chapter 4 of his book. You can read about that. I enjoy this interactive aspect of ministry. I may be doing more of it. Some of you do as well, and I welcome responses as to where today's photo was taken. once again, as podcast listeners, just go to the website, and it's on the website, but click on it, and it's larger, and you can actually read the information on the GPS. And if you're like me, you like maps, you like geography, you can tell from that information just where my friend was. Finally, today we end with a song that we have placed up on the website today, a song by the name of He Knows My Name by musician Tommy Walker. It's a wonderful song I've been blessed by for many years now, and it's available as an audio MP3, courtesy of a church in Canada. It's merely a link to one of their worship services, or a portion thereof. If you care to listen to it, again, it's at the website today, the 19th of October, 2006. www.dailyencouragement.net. If you happen to be listening to the podcast on any other day, we have a very easy feature. Just go to the main page, and there's a previous message button right above the current message that you can go back. It's actually a text link, and you can just click back to October 19th for this information. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to have the assurance that God knows all about you.